survey says it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Thanks for joining us here on Family Feud, where two families answer some simple questions to help us work out which of them has a better grasp on how their fellow Australians think. Would you please welcome back our carryover family who are here for another shot at the $10,000 from Queensland. Put your hands together for the Hawkins family. Hey, look at Mike. Mike loves being here, don't you, Mike?
Absolutely.
I can tell. Just remind Australia who's on board your team.
Yes, I got my wife, Nicola. Father-in-law Graham and brother-in-law Edward.
You beauty and ready to take them on from South Australia. Let's hear it for the Hunter family.
Right, good to see you, mate.
You too.
Who's on board your team?
I've got my big brother Rob.
Yep.
My cousin Mel.
Nice.
And my other cousin Matt.
Welcome everybody. Righto, team captains, let's play the feud.
Right.
We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. He's got a hard handshake, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Give me a phrase. Give me a phrase that starts with out of.
Ryan.
The blue.
Out of the blue. Hey, man, how are you?
Good, Grant.
Rob. Nice. Give me a phrase that starts with out of.
I've been thinking. Out of the pan, into the fire.
Ooh, that's interesting. Ooh. Oh. Sorry, Rob. Good try, though. Hi, Mel. How are you?
Good.
You a dance mum, are you?
I am a bit of a dance mum.
Any funny situations or embarrassing moments that might have come from being a dance mum over the years?
Well, my little one did decide to pull her pants down in front of the audience and show everyone her bottom.
Yes. Just went, ladies and gentlemen, here's the show.
That's the one.
Give me a phrase that starts with out of.
This world.
Out of this world. You said it like you're in pain, Mel, but it worked. So just relax, just chill. Right. How are you, Matt?
I'm great.
Great to have you with us. Welcome along. Give me a phrase that starts with out of.
Out of time.
Out of time. Second shot. Hawkins could steal, so they're going to have a think, Ryan.
Out of sink.
Out of sink.
Not into the fire, but just out of the sink.
Show me sink. Oh, man, three strikes. Hawkins, Edward, what would you say?
Out of place.
Out of place. Graham.
Out of sight.
Out of sight. Nicola.
Out of mind.
Out of mind. Hey, Mike, top options from the Hawkins family. You're to choose.
Yes. Well, they're three very good answers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pick one of them.
That's the rules. Thanks for reminding me how it works.
I think sometimes I actually send my wife out of her mind sometimes.
Out of her mind. Let's go for the steal with mind.
Mind.
Hawkins, go with mind. Oh. There it is! Early strike to the Hawkins family puts them on 42 remaining answers. Sight out of mind. Out of the mouth of babes. Out of control. Order. Righto, Hawkins family, continue this winning way for 5 nights in a row. You know what you'll be taking home, the amazing all-new Mitsubishi Outlander. Now, the new Outlander sets the benchmark with safety features including active traction control, reverse parking camera and sensors, and Mitsubishi's multi-communication system as well. Now, here's a question for everyone playing along at home. See how you go. I want the top answer to this one. Name something you could do to create a romantic mood. Oh, my. The answer when we come back after this on Family Feud. Two families are competing for the chance to win $10,000. Before the break, I asked, name something you could do to create a romantic mood, and the top answer was...
candles!
Oh, nice. Nicola, Rob, let's play! We surveyed 100 people and the top 6 answers are on the board. Name something couples might fight about while they're planning their wedding. Rob?
I reckon they might fight about the location.
The location's a good one. Not the top one, though.
Cake.
The cake? Pass or play, Rob? Name something couples might fight about while they're planning their wedding.
My husband's a bit of an enthusiast of cars, so we'd probably fight about cars.
As in what car drives you to the wedding?
Yeah.
Okay, cars. Matt. You can bit of the party trick of your own, can turn yourself into a human pretzel?
Yes, I can.
I'm pretty happy with it too. What do you mean?
Would you like to see it?
Yeah! Yeah!
Ready?
I think so. Oh! His arm like goes inside out or something.
Oh.
You lost your name, Brad, but lucky we know who you are. Name something the couples might fight about while they're planning their wedding.
Gonna go with guests.
You fight about who you don't want to come as much as who you do. Nice. Name something couples might fight about while they're planning their wedding.
I'm thinking my girlfriend, I'm channeling her here, and I think she'd probably want to fight about money.
She'd fight about the money of the wedding.
Yeah.
Good answer. Name something couples might fight about while they're planning their wedding.
I'm thinking that they might argue about the date.
You argue about when it's on.
Good one.
Stick and strike. Hawkins could steal this away from you. Mel.
Honeymoon location.
Where to go after the wedding? Three strike hunters. It's over to the Hawkins family. Edward.
I'm saying everything. I've been married.
Graham.
I was going to say dress.
Dress, excellent.
Honeymoon.
Honeymoon has been said. And Mike, your call.
I reckon dress.
Dress. Yeah. You reckon dress. All right, you've said it. It's come out of your mouth.
I'm
your
brave.
Lead. Let's see if you can extend the lead with dress. No! Righto, there's a chance for the Hunters. They get back in the game and celebrate with 77 points. Number six. Invitations or the seating plan. Righto. 42 to 77. We've got to crack it tonight. Double points right now. So, Graham and Mel, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something you do when you like someone at a party. Mel.
Buy them a drink.
You buy them a drink. Nice.
Graham.
Kiss them.
You just kiss them, Graham. Graham just gets on in there.
Only a point separates Mel.
Awesome, Graham. Name something you do when you like someone at a party, Matt.
Invite them to dance.
Ah, hello, young lady. Would you like to shimmy and a shake with me? Yes, you would. You like monkeys a lot?
Some would say, yeah.
What did you do?
I became one. For a week, I lived in the zoo in a monkey enclosure with 5 other people.
For real?
Yeah, in Adelaide. It gets pretty boring around there, so we do fun things. And we had to eat food off the floor, and it was like a human experiment fundraising thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're raising money, for, obviously, for a good
chimpanzee
cause.
Enclosure.
That's cool. So they put humans in there, and you had to eat off the floor.
Yeah, like Kitchener buns and sandwiches. They'd hide them under rocks.
Wow, how was that?
It was all right until day 3, because there was ants in them. And then I didn't realise till after. It was just messy.
That's quite an experience.
Yeah.
Would you do it again?
Yeah.
Name something you do when you like someone at a party.
I would wink at them. We're not at a party.
Oh. He winks. Name something you do when you like someone at a party.
I'm pretty sure if I like someone at a party, I'd talk to them.
Makes sense. Love it. Well played. Name something you do when you like someone at a party.
Flirt.
You flirt. Currently leading, and you're a two away from a clean sweep at the moment, Matt, so you guys are looking pretty good.
Smile at them.
You smile, of course you do. One left. What is it?
If I liked someone at a party and I wasn't in a relationship at the time, I would give them my number.
Yay. That's pretty good. That's real good, in fact. Is it number 7 for a clean sweep? No, it's not. That's right. Rob, you have a special connection, a romantic connection with fish.
I was hoping you wouldn't bring this up.
What can you do?
I can milk a fish.
You can what?
I can milk a fish.
Has anybody else heard that term before? What is it?
You get a fish.
You get a fish.
Warm your hands up.
Yep.
Bit of Barry White. And you milk the fish into a bucket. I've got a diploma in aquaculture.
Oh, thank God for that! Because that'd be weird if you didn't have a purpose for doing that.
Just do it in my backyard at home, just for fun.
Name something you do when you like someone at a party.
I'm not into people that much. If I like someone at the party, I would probably touch them.
Stuck with milking fish.
At least you don't milk them. Survey says.
Right. Oh! I'm really surprised.
This is a kooky night. Mel, save us. Something you do when you like someone at a party?
Flick my hair? Maybe. You know, yeah.
She flicks her hair. Owls, research. Righto, Hawkers, put this baby away. Edward.
Take them home.
just how I roll, Australia, says Edward. Graham.
Offer to take them home.
Graham says I at least ask them first. As opposed to what Edward does, which is grab them by the hair and drag them back to the cave.
I married his daughter.
Nicola.
Give them a cuddle.
Hey, nice, classy, and a lot more gentle than those. Mike.
I would actually offer to take them home.
You would offer to take them home. You're going with what Graham said.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get you guys the lead with offering to take them home. Hawkins don't do it, the Hunter family does. The last one on the board, Hawkins, was make eye contact. It's 42 to 253 right now. Now, if you're playing along at home right now, then you're going to love 10 Play, where you can also play along any hour of the day. You can also watch the highlights and also the naughty bits that don't quite make it into our show. Head to 10 Play and look up Family Feud and all the details you need are there. This is anyone's game. We're coming back for Triple Points. Don't go anywhere. Crazy man over there. Why? Because they're leading at the moment. The Hunters have it on 253. Hawkins on 42, but she ain't over yet, Australia. You know why? It's triple points time and the family gets to 300 points. Could win $10,000 next. Righto, Edward, Matt, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 6 answers are on the board. If there was a specialty store for circus clowns, what would it sell? Matt?
Noses.
You'd sell noses. Nice work. Pass or play?
Play. Bring it in, play.
They're going to play. You look like you're having the time of your life.
I am. This is actually better than being a monkey in a zoo.
All right. Not really that different.
Similar.
If there was a specialty store for circus clowns, what would it sell?
It would sell hats.
It'd sell...
clown hats.
Clown hats.
Hats. It wouldn't sell hats.
Rob.
Shoes.
Yeah, like...
Oversized shoes.
Oversized.
Yeah, clown shoes. Yeah.
Good work.
Face paint.
Face paint's good. Matt.
Clowns need big wigs.
They sure do. You guys are playing pretty well tonight.
Yeah.
Right? You're obviously quite happy with your team here.
Happy like a clown.
Happy happy like a clown. You find them a little bit scary?
Sometimes, like if they're looking at you through a window.
If there was a specialty store for weirdo circus clowns, what would it sell?
The only thing that would make a clown scarier at my window would be a balloon. So balloons.
Balloons. You gotta have balloons as a clown. Way! One away from the win!
I'm pretty sure if it was a specialty clown store, you can't get these anywhere else. Your tiny little clown cars.
You okay, Ryan?
No, that was a good answer.
What about mini clown cars?
Oh, really? Oh. Really? Mel.
Costumes. About the clown costume.
Oh, yes. How can you be a clown without a costume?
That's it.
Whoa, so that's three strikes. It's over to the Hawkins family now. Edward.
Juggling balls.
Graham.
Oh, sir. Blow us, you know. Possibly.
Nicola.
Suspenders.
Clown pants. Like the big pants with the ring.
Mike, okay. Your turn.
I reckon, by what's up there, is your horn on the bikes where they go toot-toot.
So you're going with clown horn?
Clown horn.
Clown horn! Oh, no, sorry, Hawkins, the Hunter family become our brand new champs! This was the final answer. $1,670 plus a $1,000 gift card as well from Home Timber and Hardware to share between you guys. Home Timber and Hardware, go where the tradies go. They were the Hawkins and they were a lot of fun. Good to have you. Hunter family, Fast Money, who's playing? Dancing Ryan and the lovely Mel. Can I just point out that is so far the highest score we have seen in this series of Family Feud. Congratulations. Hunter by name, Hunter by nature. Feel happy with that?
Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
Head back to our soundproof booth, mate. You and I are going to go for $10,000. And we do it next, right here on Family Feud. Congratulations. Here on the feud, let's see if the Hunter family can now win some cash. That sounds good, doesn't it?
Excellent.
If you and Ryan get 200 points or more between you, you'll win $10,000. Ryan is now in our soundproof booth, courtesy of Best and Less. And that is a happy man, like a monkey in a cage being fed bananas. I'm going to ask you five questions, going to give you 20 seconds to answer. Now, if you pass, we'll come back if there's time. The clock starts at the end of the first question, okay? 20 seconds on the clock, please. Good luck. Name something you don't take off before you go to bed.
Underwear.
Name a drink you might serve at a kid's birthday party.
Punch.
Name something you find in a police car.
Policeman.
Name an object you associate with swimming.
Water.
Name a reason you might ask to move hotel rooms.
Lumpy bed.
Lumpy bed's good. Lumpy bed's great. Well done. That's great. How do you feel about that?
Yeah. Okay.
Name something you don't take off before you go to bed. Don't take off, Ma? Underwear. Survey says. Name a drink you might serve at a kid's birthday party. You said punch.
Non-alcoholic punch.
Thank you for clarifying that. Survey says. Four. Get on the board. Name something you find in a police car. You said. You find policemen in a police car. That's a pretty good answer. Survey says. Name an object you associate with swimming. You said. Can't swim without water. Survey says. 12. You're on the 100. That's beautiful.
I've done 90.
Name a reason you might ask to move hotel rooms. You said. Lumpy bed. Unfortunately, but you're on the 100 mark. That is all you need to do, Mel. Head back to the family, steer the board. you got to get 200 points, and there's two of you. So if she got 100, you got to get
100.
To win $10,000, I'm going to ask you the same five questions. That's not one of them. And you're the second player, and it's a little trickier, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds, OK? Now, if you pass on a question, I'll ask it again if there's time. And if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound, and I'll ask you to try again. Can we remind everybody of Mel's answers? He's smiling the whole way through this. You're just a relaxed man.
Very
25
relaxed.
Seconds on the clock too, please. The time starts from the end of the first question. Good luck, Ryan. Name something you don't take off before you go to bed.
Underwear.
Try again.
Pants.
Name a drink you might serve at a kid's birthday party.
Cordial.
Name something you find in a police car.
Policeman.
Try again.
Criminal.
Name an object you associate with swimming.
Bathers.
Name a reason you might ask to move hotel rooms.
Too noisy.
OK, excellent. You good?
Yeah, good.
Let's go. How did it feel?
It felt like 100.
It felt like it's going to need to be exactly 100 for you to take home the money. And that's how you have to say it too.
Money.
Name something you don't take off before you go to bed. You said...
Don't take my pants off, Grant. Do not take my pants off ever.
Survey says...
Oh. Yes! 96 to go.
Underwear was the top answer. Yes, 96 to go. Name a drink you might serve at a kid's birthday party. You said cordial. Cool answer because it's the top answer. Woo! Woo! Nice job. So you now need 63 to get this $10,000. Name something you find in a police car. You said
criminal.
Good place to put them. Survey says...
Five.
Now, a policeman was the top answer. Mel had that. Well done to you, Mel. 58 from two answers. What do you think are our chances?
I've seen this happen before.
Have you?
No. Trying to be positive.
Good. Name an object you associate with swimming. You said... bathers.
58 points.
Pretty awkward to swim without them. Survey says... Oh. Goggles was the top answer, OK? So we now need 41 or more from this final answer to get $10,000. Now, as you can see over on the left, Mel got 42 twice.
Third time's a charm.
Is it just? Name a reason you might ask to move hotel rooms. You said...
Noise. Oh, too noisy, I said.
We need 41 or more. Now, it's a lot to ask. What does help is it's the top answer, but is it 41 or more?
Yes, it is.
Let's see. Survey says... Well done, mate. Congratulations. Wow. He's out of America. He's $10,000 richer. And we loved it. What up for them, Blake? Thanks for watching. Stay tuned for the project. It's here for all the family. That was a lot of fun. I'm Grant Denny. We'll see you soon, all right?